Welcome to Shomer Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Ayin B'Yakushom, Leah B'Sitzchuk. We're holding in Gittin Dav Pi Beis, beginning of the final perek of Maseches Gittin, the ninth perek. And the perek starts with the words of Minkarashas Ish Toiv Omar Lo, Hayren Muteres Lechol Odom Ela Leploini. A person divorces a wife, he says she's divorced from everybody except for one person. Rab Loza Mate V'Chachomim Oisrim. Machlekes of Loza V'Chachomim, if that's a good get or not a good get. Now the Maharal Lublin, in his Tshuva Sefer, in Simon Kuv Chov Gimel, has a fascinating Tshuva regarding the following discussion. And we spoke about this in length in Yevomis Daf Tzadik Dalet, V'Nachzor V'Nishne Peragzeh. We're going back to this Inyan again over here in the Sugya. What the Maharal Lublin is speaking about is someone who divorces his wife out of love, not out of hate. And he speaks about the following. He says, I was always mispoint. How can it be? How is it shaykh that a person can divorce his wife for the purpose of love? What does it mean? We know when a person is about to die, he doesn't want his wife to be niskak lehibum. So he writes her a get, or someone goes to war, and he's afraid he won't come back. He writes a get to his wife. The intention of that person to write a get is for the because he loves his wife. He wants to make sure his wife doesn't get into problems. So he doesn't do it because he hates her. Doesn't because he wants to separate from her. At the rabbi, he doesn't want to separate from her. But in order to avoid coming into problems, he gives her this get. Says the Maharam in Lublin, the case of the Torah that speaks about a geushin speaks about sinah, v'sneyo. He hates her, and that's why he divorces her. Talk about a man and woman who want to separate from each other. That's the case of a get. How do we know that there's such a thing of a get given because of love purposes, not because of sin purposes? So Maharal Lublin says he was always, all the years, he had this question. Until he got to the Gemara in Yevomis Daf Tzadik Dalet, which we'll see over here in Amud Beis, that more quotes it. So the Gemara there says that if a person divorces his wife, and he says, you divorce from me, but you're not allowed to marry anybody. So that is called Reyach Haget, which is Poisel in Kehuna, which we learn from the Pasuk, V'yisho grusho mi'yisho lo yikochu, afilo nizkarsho elo mi'yisho nifselo mina kehuna. Meaning, even though she was not divorced, except from her husband, she wasn't divorced to anybody, she's not allowed to marry anybody in the world, she's only separated from her husband, that's still considered to be Reyach Haget, which is Poisel in Kehuna. So says the Maharam of Lublin, what such case is this? That a person divorces his wife but doesn't allow her to marry anybody else. The Torah will allow such a thing? A person who hates his wife so much, he divorces her but doesn't allow her to get married? Says the Maharam in Lublin, this is talking about someone who divorces because of love. He doesn't want her to marry anybody else. But he tells her, if I'm not going to come back, if I'm not going to heal from this sickness, so really in Gresha, you're divorced. I don't want you to marry anybody right now. But you're divorced from me just in case you need it. This is a source of a geirushin that comes from Avo, Azoy Zuk the Maharam in Lublin. And as the Maharam in Lublin says, so Yemil comes out that there's two separate parashas in the Torah. There's one parasha of Torah of Gittin, Sneyo, a person that hates his wife and he divorces her. That's one parasha of geirushin. And then there's another parasha. The parasha is mentioned regarding Isha Grusha Meishu. He's speaking about the Psukim by Koyanim. That's a pasuk of geushin that comes from Avo. It's two separate parashas in Torah. And he adds and says that also the sugya of isha grusha meisha, where is it mentioned? Is it mentioned Maseches Yevomis, not Maseches Gittin? Why is it not mentioned Maseches Gittin? Because Maseches Gittin, our Masechta, speaks about the divorce geushin that comes from sinah, from hate. But there in Yevomis, we're speaking about geushin that comes from Avo. And he adds in Maharam in Lublin, he says, and our sugya, we have a machlekes right in the beginning of the Perek Chi. We have a machlekes Rabbanan and Blazer, and a prison said, except one person. They were talking about someone who says you can't marry anybody. How can you say these two things that seem to be so far from each other? He says, no. When you divorce Misino, so they have a discussion about one person. Of course, you can't. If he says everybody else, he says that you divorce, you can't marry anybody, then for sure it's not going to be a good get. But there, in Yevamos, he's speaking about Geushin Me'avo. Geushin Me'avo is different, and there it could be that person will divorce his wife, and she cannot marry anybody else. That's Bekitzur Nimrutz, the very long tshuva of the Maharam in Lublin. And the big problem on the Maharam is our Gemara, our Sugya. Because in our daf, this daf pay base and get it. The Gemara after bringing the Machlekes Rabbanan Ablazer, Gemara Amud Beis says, what's the source of Ablazer? Says the Gemara, the source of Ablazer is Isha Gusha Meisha, Filin is Gashu Meisha, Pasul Menakuna. Meaning the source that you can divorce and have an exception is learned from there. So two questions here on the Maharam Lublin. First of all, the Maharam Lublin says, we don't speak about a Meseches Gittin or Meseches Evamis. So we are speaking about this case in Meseches Gittin. But furthermore, we're connecting over here this sugya of Geushin of Sinna to the sugya of Geushin Me'avo. According to Maharam Lublin, it's two different sugyas, two different parshas. And then Lo Yikarev Zel Zeh, Kol HaLayla. What's the Sheikh? 22? Big pellet. So I found there Rabbi Yochanan in parallel and Mitzvah and Gimel, he brings these questions. And he says, you have to say, according to the Maharam Lublin, and there he wants to say the Rasag, Seadeh Gordon, and him, he writes the Sefer Rabbi Yochanan in parallel. He also agrees with this Yesoy, the Maharam Lublin. You have to say that when the Gemara and Amud Beis says the Machlekes of Rabbi Lozon Rabbanon, that's the Machlekes. Rabbi Lozon wants to compare the Geushin of love to Geushin of hate. And Rabbanon say it's two different things. And that's what it means, Rabbanon Isu Kehuna Shani. Not Isu Kehuna Shani, like Rashi says, the Kohanim are different than the Israeli. But regarding Isu Kehuna, then we speak about Geushin Me'avo, this is not a get or a sugyo, which is Geushin Mesina. Obviously a little bit doichak. But the biggest soy that comes out, at least this discussion, that there is two parshias, two inyonim, there's a Geushin that comes from hate, which is a normal Geushin, and there's another Geushin coming from Avo, and a discussion over here, where does that fit in the system? Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.